The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 377. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight we're joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale. Brett Murdoch.
Greetings, Tarnished.
And Ryan Monjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, by the way, we're a little, like, verklempt right now. I don't know what the word is right now. We just saw fucking Will Smith punch Chris Rock in the face during the Oscars.
What's up with our childhood, man?
Yo, like, you're right. Imagine if you would have said this to yourself 20 years ago. And I was like, what?
You know, come on, guys. What is this?
We're not going to get too into it, but Jesus Christ, guys.
I'll just say that right now. The victor right now is Chris Rock. He took it, and he's still standing.
He still laughed.
He was still smiling.
That's professionalism, you know, unlike what Will Smith just pulled. Bruh. I mean, you know what? This is not the Oscars. We're talking about video games.
Wobbled. He didn't even move his legs anymore. That's it. He's got street cred right there. He can take it.
Yeah, that's right.
Point blank. No cover.
Oh my God! Anyway, man, we're back in the room. We got the full crew again. This is always good. Always good, you know. And we're gonna answer your questions as we always do. Oh boy, I guess this is gonna be the first one, isn't it?
What a day!
Oh, is it about the Oscars?
No, it's not about the Oscars. This is by the way, is this a new name? The Great Chop. I'm not familiar with that name.
The Great Chop.
Huh? Yeah, but if you are a new name, welcome. You know, always like seeing new names around here.
Highlander.
You know, all right. His first question is, oh boy. All right. Do you think Project Spartacus is worth the money? Also, where is the uproar regarding the plus subscription increase? Kind of like when gold tier increased its cost. All right. First of all, this weekend, everybody went crazy because a supposed leak showed the pricing of Spartacus. If you look at the image, it looks absolutely fucking fake. So, basically the answer to the question, we're debunking all of this. This is all stupid. We don't lead credence to any of this nonsense. I think it came from 4chan originally. Like, okay. And then Reddit eventually like, okay, we're dismissing all that nonsense. But this is all coming, you know, ahead of an announcement that Sony will make. That's actually official. Sony will be making some kind of announcement this week. We believe it's Project Spartacus, but I'm guessing somebody decided, hey, I'm going to make an infographic. Like, if you saw the graphic, it was all fucked up. You know, it wasn't even, like coordinated right, you know? So we're not really going to lead any credence to it. Obviously, and by the way, our Greg Miller, your boy, Adam, he said they're going to delay the recording of whatever their PlayStation show is for Thursday because of how monumental it is. So this makes me go, good. That means Throwdown is going to have some content on Thursday, you know? So obviously when we get more official news on Project Spartacus, we will let you know. But right now, we don't know anything beyond Jason Schreier's initial reporting back in January. The pricing stuff, completely dismissing, is out of hand, you know? So yeah, we're not going to really dwell on that. Next question, Ace Ali. This one is
Go ahead. I just find it like really funny that once again it's a situation where PlayStation announced that they're going to do something, and then like a day later, out of nowhere, there's a infographic that's taken from a camera off screen of something that is supposedly leaked. Because it happened with like the Bloodborne remastered thing where like, oh my gosh, Bloodborne remastered screenshots which are off screen, like, and it's leaked, and then it never happened. So somehow these people that are leaking stuff somehow never leaked the right stuff, i.e. it's probably faked.
Yeah. No, so, I'm glad you said that. No, you're 100% right. But here's, you know, again, this is why I never understand about these things, right? Presumably you're watching the leak on your computer, right? Why not?
You can take a screenshot.
Take a screenshot.
Yep.
Take a screenshot. You know, I'm not talking about your phone. It's right on your keyboard. Click.
Yeah, there's the print screen button. You literally get, you take a print screen button, and even, you know, like sometimes a, like Dropbox literally tosses the PNG file into the screenshot folder, or you cut and paste it into whatever other thing.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can cut and paste it onto Twitter if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I have like, you know, what is it, the OneDrive or whatever, Microsoft, right mm-hmm. there, instantly. And like you said, you know. Control C, Control V on Twitter, you're done. So it's like, so every time I see these like offhand camera things, you know it's bullshit, you know.
Yo, Tony.
Yeah, what's up?
Are the following questions also Spartacus related?
We got, the next one is Spartacus related, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Then I guess I'll hold till there.
Yeah, we can get our thoughts in later. All right, next up here, who do we have? Ace Ali here. There are supposedly going to be three big rumors from Sony this week. What can we expect? Maybe Project Spartacus. We don't know. He wants us to speculate. You know, we don't do that around here. I think sometimes you guys ask us these questions on purpose because you know I don't like speculative bullshit, you know? But so again, I don't know. So Carlos, whatever you want to say about Spartacus, you go right ahead.
This is not speculation. This is seen into the future. This is Miss Cleo shit.
Miss Cleo. Oh, well, hold on. Was the last one you got right again?
It was the studio. The studio with
yeah,
Sony.
Haven Studio. Yeah.
The thing with Spartacus or whatever is going to get announced this week, allegedly, what we do know is no matter how good or no matter how bad this is, it's going to be a shit show.
Absolutely.
The whole thing on Twitter, online, the discourse is going to be a shit show. Either PS fanboys are going to be gloating and jumping at the streets because they have their saving grace, the next best thing, the Game Passes, you know, conquer. Or they're going to be in duck and cover and going into the freaking, you know, into the Fallout shelters with all the Xbox going in, on the offensive. So it's gonna be a shit show. I don't see how this show is gonna go and not get compared. Like, you know, we talk about everything gets compared to Breath of the Wild. This whole thing is the reason why it even exists is because of Game Pass.
Yeah.
And every single minute detail is gonna be compared with pricing, with the day and dates, with backwards compatibility, with cloud, everything. And it's gonna be crazy, man.
But it's pointless to do that because unless they do day and date for first parties, it's just not going to be. That's bottom line. Because if not, it's just what we have, PlayStation Now Plus version. That's all it'll be.
Yeah. But again, we don't know. So I don't really want to delve into this too deeply, you know. So Ace Ali, sorry, can't answer the question because we don't speculate around Throwdown. We don't do other gaming podcasts do that shit. Cool. We don't do that nonsense. You know, so we'll see.
I gotta find a report.
I am with Carlos though. If this does come out, because I do believe Sony will have some kind of quote unquote answer to Xbox Game Pass eventually, right? Yeah, it's gonna be a shit show on Twitter. It's gonna be the Xbox fanboys shitting on it, and then the PlayStation guys defending it, whatever it may be. I don't know if it's this week, whatever, but that is gonna happen regardless. That's not even a Miss Cleo moment. That's just a like scientific fact that's gonna happen. You know?
Well, it's Newton's fourth law of motion.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the whole thing, I just find it interesting, though, with all the reports. It's like there was just a barrage. I don't know. Was it yesterday, the day before? One of those days, it just got announced. Oh, hey, you know, there's going to be a Spartacus is going to be announced next week. And then a whole bunch of people started saying, hey, this isn't going to have games day one. Like people were reporting this.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, are you a journalist? I don't even know who the hell you are, but like everyone was saying it.
Yeah.
Was it a Gamers Revolution? Their website had somebody from Microsoft talking about how they hundreds of millions of dollars to developers, paying developers to get their game onto. So it's not cheap to get day in, even for third parties.
But even that, like Sony said that they like don't expect like day and date titles on PS Now. So I think that speculation comes from the fact that Sony had set the precedence with PS Now, so everyone's expecting that to follow through with whatever they're doing next. Again, remember, they should change things, but I don't know. It's Sony. They're very weird when they make their decisions.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, because, you know, even Jim Ryan specifically said about, you know, day one games, he goes, that would devalue our games. He said that obviously they could change their minds, you know, because he said the same thing about, you know, backwards compatible games. Now Sony seems to be coming back to that, but, you know, so basically we are basing it off of what we've heard from Sony themselves. But as far as the pricing goes, we don't know any of that stuff yet. You know, we don't know any of that. We don't even know. Again, supposedly there's going to be tiers, right? According to the, you know, the reporting, but yeah, we don't know what the pricing's going to be. So can't really speculate on that. But we'll see this week. If this does happen, get ready, because Twitter's going to be a fucking bloodbath.
Dude, I didn't even know it was going to snow in New York today. Apparently, it just decided to snow.
That's how it is around here, man. Listen, there are days in New York where you'll get like 3 seasons in one day. Like, that's just how it is.
At least right now, it's like we're in that sort of transition phase of, like, you know, winter to spring. So you're going to get some snow days here and there.
Yeah, even in March. That's just how it is, man. You know?
No, I mean, like, even March and even sometimes and in
sometimes
April.
Sometimes in April, too. You know, the guy who created the Atkins diet, right? Everybody says that he died from his diet. No, he died because he slipped on snow in April and cracked his head open in a sidewalk. You know, so that happens.
What isn't bullshit is that Anton LaVey, the leader of the Church of Satan, did die of heart disease.
Okay.
So people said, like, oh, his heart, you're going to hell. Well, he had a bad heart. You're right. The heart did.
Oh man! All right.
It wasn't because he was an abomination to God.
Satan. All right. Moving on here. What do we have? Also, Ace Ali. Okay, he goes, Nintendo started strong with Pokemon Legends Atreus, Kirby. Yeah, I don't know how to fucking say that shit. I say Atreus. Kirby and the huge plans for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. If you could call it that. You're putting DLC on an old ass game, you know?
How old is that game? Like 4 years old?
Probably more than that.
Oh, Mario Kart 8, no. It's definitely more than 7.
Yeah, because it came out on Wii U.
Hey, look at this. We just re-released a 7-year-old game. We're going to make some DLC for it. Come on, guys.
Nintendo is the DLC. Ultimate member berries fucking company, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the rest of the question, Sony has dropped Horizon Forbidden West, Gran Turismo 7, Final Fantasy Origins, Stranger Paradise. Is that a Sony exclusive?
Nope, that's Square Enix, and plus it's on PC, so
yeah,
I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't count. The Returnal update, plus we know God of War Ragnarok, it's due to come. We don't know if it is coming. So his question is Xbox due for some announcements? Obviously, Starfield is coming in November, but Scorn, Redfall, Stalker 2, and Slime Rancher 3, or 2, excuse me, are slim pickings until then. Do you expect anything to be announced from them before June, July? Who knows, man?
I do. I said it before, at least with Gears, because the developers came out and said they'll have it done by this. So at least Gears 6 will be announced, but anything else, I would hope so with all the studios they have. Somebody has to be something.
Gotta have something. Carlos, there it is.
Yo, you gotta have something that's close to launch, at least during the holiday season. Come on now.
I don't know. I honestly have absolutely no idea. I think we answered a question similar to this, and I said the same thing. Like, I don't know. I can't answer that. I have absolutely no idea. It would be nice. You know, we'll probably get a couple of indie games here and there, you know, just to fill out Xbox Game Pass. But, like, big, beefy games? You know, like, yeah, maybe Gears of War 6, even though I haven't read up on it, so I could be wrong.
That's their devs.
And apparently, okay, so that's good. That's good to know. Maybe we're going to get a Motorsport, a new one. But other than, who knows, man? We'll have to see. Again, everything's just being delayed now because, you know, the effects of the Rona being felt, you know, it's like it's hard to develop games at home, you know? So, again, who knows? We'll see. All right. Moving on here. This is one subset who's also joining us in the chat tonight. All right. Is anyone else glad that the Halo TV series didn't stick to the source material? All right, my first question, has anybody on this panel seen the show?
I have, and I am.
Okay.
Because the original story is just, it's garbage. We talked about it. It's like, it hasn't been compelling since 4.3 took over. No one cares. These characters, no one cares. So yeah, put fresh eyes on it. Whether it's good or bad, it can't get any worse than what it is. Let's hope for the best. Right now, I'm not they took the helmet off and the focus with the kid and all that. I was like, I'll see where it goes.
Well, you know, like it can't get any worse. I mean, like it's like a. I mean, if this thing does bad, that's like a double whammy. That totally means that Kale is not coming back for a bit. Well, I mean, you have a mediocre game. And then you have a weak series at the same time. That doesn't do anything for your franchise.
It may not bring new people, but it's the hardcore fan base that love it for the game, like just multiplayer. They like running around and killing, using powers. They don't even really care about the campaign. But the campaign usually is what lures new players. Like, oh, it's a great story. Yeah, all right, I want to go and experience that with my buddies. I mean, we still don't even have the campaign co-op yet. Mm-hmm. It keeps getting pushed back. So we'll see what happens. How many did they say? How many episodes is this? 8 or 10?
I have no interest in watching this. I probably won't. So I don't know. I saw some clips. I'm like, this looks dumb. You know. Then again, in general, I just don't like the state of television now. So I'm like, eh, whatever.
You know? That looks like trash. I call it. It's the Halorian, the little Asian girl. That's Baby Yoda.
Oh yeah,
and he takes off his helmet. Look, it's just Mandalorian.
They did everything within the first 40 minutes of this episode. It was like boom, boom, boom. Take this off. Let me show you my chest hair. I'm like, whoa. What's going on here?
It was fast. Yeah, like you literally had to wait until the end of the Mandalorian to even see this homeboy's face for like 2 seconds, and even after the him taking off the helmet, it's rare.
It's only happened twice, by the way. Adam, 9 episodes for the Halo.
9.
Yeah.
Means he's gonna be pulling off his helmet like 20 more times. Like, hey, what's up, FaceTime?
He might not put it back on.
Well, here's
he probably here's won't.
The,
yeah.
This is a little asterisk with the whole thing. No one got to see it except him, and that was so she can. And I don't give a shit if I'm spoiling this one episode. Everybody should have seen it. But anyway, the thing is that this is an old story. They're telling us the story of RoboCop. That's it. It was that he's remembering things. Put him down. Shut him down. He shouldn't be remembering. That's RoboCop. So that's what they're telling us. And now he's realizing more about his done.
The guy with the mysterious past.
Oh, yeah. And Manny has your favorite thing. He remembers because he touched the MacGuffin. There just happens to be a thing, right, that he touches that is the center of everything, right?
Oh, yeah. And he gets one of those big flashbacks, right? Like
he gets a flashback, and this shit does other shit too, but that was the main thing.
Great. It's a plot MacGuffin. Great.
Yeah.
That's why you can't leave MacGuffins laying around. That's the problem with them. Somebody's gonna touch it. It's gonna happen to be the prophesized one.
There just so happens to be the everything device that sits here and not only fills in exposition but also tells you your past.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could lock one away tighter than anything, and it would just so happen that the janitor would be the prophesized one and gain forbidden knowledge by dusting it.
All right.
The question for the show. Does anyone actually know if it has a halo in it?
Good question. Does the halo have the halo?
They don't. They ditched that a long time ago, I think.
No, every single game has it. And they always destroy it in the end.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I guess that's true.
Let's see.
Brian, remember you're recently replaying games. Like, it's the same shit over and over again. They keep finding new halo to destroy it.
Hey, we got the new halo. It's the new...
It'd be kind of weird to have a Halo TV show without an actual Halo in there. It's like having a Tomb Raider film or a Tomb Raider game without any Tomb Raiding. You know, it's weird.
Yeah,
Like Assassin's Creed and not really going in the past and just running around present day.
Yes, Assassin's Creed without actual assassinations.
Or like having a Gears game without a roadie run. Nope. Anyways,
that would never happen. And don't even wish that on any future.
It's a Gears of War game without any Gears in it?
Yeah, no Gears. No Gears. Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't have anything to say about the Halo series. I'm not going to watch it. It looks stupid. All right, moving on here. What do we got? One subset again. All right, he goes, am I the only one who isn't excited about Starfield? Manny, you're not excited about Starfield.
No, I don't care about Starfield.
You know?
I respect the people that you know. I know Brett is going to explode. He literally said, you know, the blood. This game, Elden Ring is essentially his weight game before the you know, before the other thing before Starfield comes out, right?
Maybe.
Oh no! Don't get that wrong. No, it is not a time filler. It is it'll be a convenient break from Elden Ring before I go back to. Like, I'll play this motherfucker forever.
Yeah.
I might even play it long enough to see Tony beat it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's true. It's going to take me forever. You know. What's I going to say about it? I mean, I'm not excited, but I obviously will play it. You know, because I do like Bethesda games, contrary to popular belief. But again, you got to temp down that excitement because Bethesda games are Bethesda games. You know it's going to be fucked up at launch. But as long as I get to do cool things in the world, as long as the lore is really cool, you know, that's always what I like about Fallout. So I'm there, you know. But I do want to see gameplay though. That's my thing.
Do we know it's going to be screwed up now because it's got new ownership, which means more funding? Maybe they
we don't know about that. Yeah,
and fix this shit up.
I don't think those games can be fixed, to be honest. You know, they're just so big. There's so many variables that go into them. I don't think you ever can, quote unquote, fix those games. But, you know, that's what people like. They like screwing around, you know, so you don't want to take that away from them. I don't know. Anybody, besides Brett, is anybody actually excited for this in the panel?
I'm excited, but I haven't seen anything for it. I'm just looking forward to it. I just like those games, Fallout and all that.
They're good games.
Yeah, they're good games, so... I'm curious to see where they go with it. It might be buggy as hell, but it's not going to be garbage. It's garbage. That's good to know.
I have a passing
Carlos, you already know. But we don't need to talk about that anymore. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I have a passing interest because it's the space game, and I love me some space games.
Yes, yes.
That's a Warframe.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see.
I'm also excited by the game. It is a Bethesda game. You know, people don't know. I guess people don't know this, but I'm a pretty big Bethesda fan. I played all of the Bethesda Fallouts and pretty much every Elder Scrolls since Morrowind. And this is the new direction that they're going in. The Bethesda mainline games, and I'm excited. I haven't been hit as bad as maybe someone like Tony has played most of the Bethesda games on Xbox. I think all of them, except for Fallout 4, I played on PC. So I haven't had as many issues with bugs, but they still do occur. Starfield is a new direction, and I'm pretty excited. I mean, especially since, you know, there's that huge void at the tail end of the second half of 2022. We still haven't heard anything from a lot of other studios. You know, God of War, who knows when the hell that shit's going to come out. So I'm excited.
Man, I'm still fucked up over this Will Smith thing. Let me stop looking at Twitter during the show.
I keep watching it. I don't know if he connect.
Oh, you did.
He did. He did.
He did.
He did.
He
did. All right.
You can hear it. You can hear it. Yeah. Jesus.
You can hear it.
By the way, shout out to Mob Hits for the bits, bro. Good shit.
Yo, Adam, you gotta recognize this. Chris Rock, even though he looks fantastic, is like, what, 60?
Yeah, exactly.
Will Smith's punch just doesn't have it.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you hit a 60-year-old man and he's just standing there,
he didn't even stumble back.
I'm just saying.
Looks like someone's gonna have to get shipped off to their uncles in Bel Air.
Oh man!
I was wondering, Brian, are you accusing Will Smith, the picture of masculinity, of not throwing a strong punch?
Wait, Brett, before that, Brian, were you making an Independence Day joke, or am I giving you too much credit?
Much credit. I just thought. Oh. I mean, like, the dude's like 60. Like,
yo, Chris Rock is stronger than an alien, bro. He's stronger. Because think about it, he punched the alien. I was in full armor and shit, knocked it out. You know. Oh man, he can't even punch out a 60-year-old man. So
what's up with that?
Well, Chris Rock, you know, he's from the streets, bro. So he knows.
All right. By the way, Manny, you've been muted this whole time.
I guess he said that live, right? I guess that's what it was. It wasn't a past joke.
Yeah. It was live. It was live. Yeah, because he said something about Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, and Will Smith went up there. Yeah,
it wasn't even a bad joke, like, because she doesn't have any hair. Like, she cut off all her hair.
Yeah,
and she's like, Chris Rock's like, I can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2 or something like that.
That's not a bad joke.
That's not a bad joke.
I think Will Smith is just very sensitive, especially over what happened with his wife.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Bro.
What happened? You got secrets?
The cheating, man.
She cheated?
Yeah. Adam,
this whole thing, man.
We're not. We'll tell you off air. We don't need to talk about that right now.
We'll save it for the after show.
Yeah, you know. All right, man. Let's move on. Who is this? Drunken Demon.
No.
Who is this person? I have a feeling you have a very cool accent, though. All right.
Some Craigslist.
Yeah. The first question here. Given the overwhelming success of Babylon's Fall and God Awful, I like that God Awful, is this the level of quality we can expect from the 10 live service games Sony plans to release? Probably. Live service games are trash, so probably, you know. But again, like we talked about before, it's like 10 of these games, how many are going to hit? How many are going to hit? You know, given the track record of these type of games, the only ones I can name that are like successful are The Division and Destiny. The other ones are like, you know, they all just, woo, look at the ones that Cliff Bezinski made. He made two of those fucking games. They both tanked, you know? And didn't David Jaffe try to do one too, you know? Like, yeah.
Leading Edge.
Yeah. So, yeah, all these games just fucking tank. So, I don't know, man. Yeah, it was a Babylon's Fall. That game fucking garbage. You know, Godfall. Basura as well. I would venture to say
that the overwhelming majority of those 10 games will be pretty bad.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure we could say 9 out of 10 will be bad safely. All 10 out of 10 could be bad. I'm just saying we could safely say 9 out of 10 will be bad. Yeah. You know, if they're on the level of you know, All-Stars, Destruction All-Stars, you know, I don't know. But hopefully it'll be good, but you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm not playing them. Keeping it real. I'm not playing any of those fucking games. You live service. That's all I need to hear. I'm not fucking with it. Don't care. Yeah, Battleborn. Yep, that was one of them. You know,
even if they're free.
Yeah, no, I don't care, Brian. I don't even pick up free games from PS Plus, bro. I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing that shit.
Oh, that one that everyone's playing now, is it Lost Ark?
Yeah, Destruction All Stars was free. I didn't pick that shit up. You know,
fair enough.
Like, dude, just because it's free doesn't mean I'm picking up. Like, if it looks like garbage, I'm not going to play it, you know? Waste my time. All right, anybody else have any thoughts on the play? I mean, we talked about this before, you know, these PlayStation live service games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's a funny trend because, like those two games that Drunken Demon has mentioned, yeah, both end with Fall, so it's kind of like a weird premonition, if you wish.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's, and again, it's Platinum Games and Gearbox.
Fall, that like, also bombed, you know, with like, Microsoft.
Gearbox does, like, the Borderlands games, and yet Godfall was really weird and bad. And then Platinum Games, granted, they had, like, a weird up and down record, and this was one of the downs, but still, it's like, how?
Yeah.
Like, what's, why are they all failing so, so badly? That's like, the weird thing.
Yeah, and again, you know, Avengers, that's another one, you know? Biggest property on earth, you know, comic book wise, you know, as far as money goes, like, bro, nobody, and it just tanked because it was a live service game. I still remember at Comic-Con when I first demoed it and shit, like, you know, we got to play the demo, being a bunch of journalists, we're playing it, we're like, all right, whatever. Then we go to the presentation with developers, the instant they said live service or they started showing all that shit, you just heard that collective groan in the room, like, oh, fuck, you know?
I've actually been playing it, and I really don't know why it's live service. Like, they just had, like, a single player. Like, okay, you play as all these characters, you know, you do all these things. It just seemed like live service stuff is just unnecessary.
Yeah, it really was.
And also, there's, like, a certain character who's just trash.
Yeah, the central character, you mean, who just so happens to have a show that looks very trashy as well.
I'm not saying who, but... There's somebody who's just trash in this game.
So that would not be a stretch to say, right?
No, it will not. That's well done, Tony. I did not even think of that.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Byron, what's going on, brother? He goes, is it because of other games already taking the time up of those type of games? Oversaturation? No, it's because they're bad. They're just bad games, you know? Godfall is terrible. Let's just be real here.
The thing about live
Babylon
service,
Fall is terrible.
The thing about live service games is they're a catch-22. They either succeed or fail.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, you know, and maybe they could pull a Ubisoft later on and eventually do it, but that's a rare thing. So, I mean, it's so weird that all of these companies are trying to, you know, doubling down on this live service thing when most of these games aren't even, like, you know, you can't even consider them like a factor. Like, did anybody look at those games and say, I'll try it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, it just doesn't, none of those games seem to have anything about it. And as soon as it just the idea, at least for me, the idea of just going into this service game that you're constantly rolling and, you know, trying to gain gear and trying to do this stuff. It's like a boring, repetitive action. And it just seems like they're just trying to just get that sort of, you know, that sort of obsessive gamer on there. So they continue to pay money on it.
I know that Brett tried Godfall at the start, so I'm sure that he can chime in on that. But I had a passing interest in Babylon's Fall, but then I seen like the previews and it just looked like a PS3 title.
Yeah.
Not just the graphics, but just the fact that everything was just brown. And it's like, I don't want to go back to that time again. That was a literal dark time.
It was a dark time.
That's part of the reason why I don't want to play that Final Fantasy game. I'm like, why does this look like a PS3 game? I'm talking about not only in terms of graphics, but the color. I'm like, what the fuck is this brown shit? You know, like who wants to go back to that? So yeah, forget it. Live service games. Sony. I don't know what you're thinking, man. I do not know what you're thinking. I mean, no. Here's the thing. I do know what they're thinking because this is money. Suits. Oh, these fucking games made a bunch of money. Let's do this. It's gonna be successful. You know?
Yeah. Why don't we have our own, so and so title?
A gambler who just keeps going bet on the horses. I have to win eventually. One of these horses has to.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing because if they win, we've seen it like 4-9, they can win big and last.
Here's the other thing. I think also live services games, while they are big budget games, they don't take nearly as much of the resources that you would for maybe a single player or something like that.
Oh God!
Because there's so much more that needs to be made for a single player. You can just like, I mean, when, like look at live service game like Overwatch. Overwatch does not have a plot within the actual game. But
you know what's it?
But what they did is essentially they just developed all this stuff outside of it, just made fun looking characters.
Well, they're basically, this is one of the things that frustrates me about it. They're turfing out the content creation to the players. I mean, if you really think about it, the content is other people. So they're just kind of like, it's a book where it's just, you know, you choose your own ending. Like, motherfucker, you're throwing half in on this. But I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether or not their live service game would be successful or not.
Games.
Okay. Do you think this has a possibility to harm Sony's reputation in the sense that Sony is known for cinematic narrative first person games? Like, it's their thing and something specifically quoted by a good majority of PlayStation fans as the reason they buy PlayStation. Do you think that by kind of bleeding out into service games and multiplayer games that's gonna water that down?
It's a good question. I don't know, because like if these games fail, they're gonna be forgotten about and they're gonna go back to business as usual. But if one of these games hits and Sony starts putting a lot of emphasis on it, I could see a certain segment of the fan base being upset about that. It's like, hey, why the fuck are we getting this? Where's the multiplayer for The Last of Us? You know, something like that. But if these games fail, like I suspect they will, it's going to be water under the bridge. And Sony's going to be like, okay, people don't like these games. Let's give them what they want, you know? So it depends, really, whether they're successful or not. Even though I don't think that any of these games will be, to be honest.
Man, it kind of sounds like a bit like a no-win situation, which is the thing I'm kind of...
Yeah,
concerned about is a bit of a heavy term, but that may not be a good idea to be known as those guys.
Yeah, but again, you can't begrudge them for trying, I guess, but, you know, and maybe they can make it work. Maybe they could have, like, their segment of gamers who like the single-player stuff, then maybe guys who like this shit. Because think about it, right? The majority of people that are on PlayStation, they play multiplayer games. Because remember, the hardcore Sony first-party guys are actually the minority. You know, most of the people on PlayStation are playing Madden, Call of Duty the entire time, you know? So it may not... It'll work for them, and the single player guys keep doing their thing. But I think if these games start being more of Sony's focus, then there's going to be a problem. You know, then there's going to be a problem with the hardcore guys.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. I think this is a bad move personally, but yeah. All right, moving on here. Okay, next question from Duncan Demon. This is kind of fun. Is it Soulsborne, as in two words, Souls, and Born, as in being born, or Soulsborne, one word? It's the latter. It's one word. Because it's Souls and Bloodborne mashed up. And that's not speculation. That's what it is. That's the actual answer.
Yeah, it's one word.
Yeah. But let's expand on this one. Because I've been talking to Riku lately, right? And he thinks all these games should be called Souls-like. because he wants to include stuff like Neo and all these other games that are like it. I don't know if I like that to myself.
I mean, that's technically what it is. Like, if it depends. Like, if you are being a bit of a jackass, then it's Souls Ringsborn.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be, you
got to throw Sekiro in there because this is where it's
coming.
You know what I'm saying? But Rico brought up a good point. It's like, okay, it's called Soulsborne because it's Dark Souls and Bloodborne, but now you have Sekiro and Elden Ring. What the fuck do you call that? So that's why he's going Souls-like. That's what he says. And also because he wants to incorporate titles like Neo and all that in there that are not made by From Software.
I think that Soulsborne is kind of a legacy term. I was thinking about that the other day too, because like it doesn't really apply anymore, but I think people keep using it because that was the term that first evolved, and so it's kind of a weird thing, vestigial. Souls-like can be another one if you're trying to sound, you know, serious and, you know, write an article about it and not, you know, sound a little bit like a jackass. But I think it's probably just going to say Soulsborne because that's everyone's just like, fuck it, that's fine.
Yeah,
but I do like the Souls Ringborn. I do like the idea that we're just going to. The fact that we're going to keep adding a bit to it every time. And Sekiro, I don't know, man, because Sekiro was very much its own thing, even amongst the Soulsborne games or the Souls-like games. So it's generally not regarded in the same group because it was a bit of a departure, even though it kind of had a lot of the same ideas. It played differently.
Yeah, no, with all pairing stuff. And by the way, that's literally what I told Rico. I'm like, Soulsborne is here to stay. That's what stuck. People like it. It sounds cool. That it's not going to go. Even if it's not technically correct anymore, that's what people are going to stick with, you know? And I'm fine with it. I like that name. You know, Souls-like, I don't know about that, you know? I don't know if about that. But, you know, more power to them.
Actually, for the Soulsborne as two words, because then
that's never been used. By the way, it's never been used by like that at all.
But then I think that makes more sense, because then it's kind of like Metroidvania, because you still play homage to the fact that okay, it comes from the Souls like line or the Souls bloodline, if you wish, or whatever. Like it's born from the Souls formula, hence you incorporate like the non-Souls game in there. So Sekiro can be in that fold, Neo can be in that fold, Mortal Shell can be in there. Because again, they're all born from the idea of the Souls game. So to me, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to use, I'm not going to stop you, obviously. But because I see what you're saying, like, these are games born from Souls. So I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just saying that's not a name the community has used. It's always been Soulsborne. Yeah,
you hear what you did there. You referenced Metroidvania games, which is, you know, two names jammed together, and it just stopped there. I think you're going to see the exact same thing with Soulsborne.
There can be only two!
But then with Metroidvania, it's like from two different developers, so hence I don't see the point in putting two titles from the same developer at the same time. It's like...
Oh, okay,
When Bloodborne is, like, born from the Souls genre, so hence why I don't see it as its own separate thing, if you know what I mean. Like, I see that's kind of redundant as saying Soulsborne.
Bloodborne is,
like, birth from Souls. So it's like, you know, that's weird.
I'm not going to argue that because I don't disagree with your point. I'm just making a statement on the way that the language has been used. And actually, furthermore, a Soulsborne game is one from the studio. A Souls-like game is an umbrella term for anything in that genre. That's just the way that it's being used. So I don't think language is going to evolve through logic, unfortunately, because it often doesn't. But there you have it. I think that's the difference between like a Soulsborne game and a Souls-like game. And technically, Riku's right. If he wants to include everything that is influenced by that and in that genre, they would all be Souls-like games.
Yeah, but like you can, like the main series officially, like you can't call Metroid a Metroidvania, and you can't call Castlevania a Metroidvania. Everything else gets called Metroid.
Yeah, well, it's a weird position because it's one of the few games that I can think of where the different games in it are regarded as part of a mainline series, even though they're all independent standalone games, oftentimes from different publishers.
No, it's like, it's weird because I agree with what you're saying, Brett, but I think Riku is right, and that maybe that if you lump all, because this game's so close to Souls, but they just try to change things a lot. I mean, Mortal Shell is just like the same thing. Lords of the Fallen, they tried to do the whole medieval thing, RPG. And then you'll have games like, what was the one with the mechs? The Surge? Where you're like, oh, it's Souls, but with power armor.
Siege?
Yeah, something like that. You know, and so you have all these, and you have Remnant of the Ashes. It's like, oh, we'll do Souls with guns, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember that fucking game, you know? All right, moving on. What do we have here next? Oh, shit. Hold on, I didn't get the next one. Villa Kyle, his first question is, what's the point of user reviews on Metacritic if they're just going to be used as an outlet for salty fanboys? He's referencing the fact that Tunic, little old Tunic, was review bombed this week as revenge for GT7 being a review bombed a week before. Fucking stupid.
Really? Revenge bombing?
Yeah, revenge bombing. Yes, this is a thing.
Was it even? How do you even blame another IP for something else's failure?
There's nothing failed here. It's just fans were mad. What was it? Gran Turismo 7 came out. Xbox guys started going into into Metacritic review bombing it, and then the Sony guys did that to Tunic, an Xbox exclusive.
I thought it was, from what I saw, it was Sony upset. The fans of the upset that they had all these microtransactions and super grindy for cars that are free on other car apps.
Yeah, no, that's not what I heard. They were heard it was Xbox guys just being like, "Hey, let's get these Sony guys," and now, and then Sony's like, "Oh, we're gonna get you with your big." Yeah,
there is.
Although that is a factor too, though.
There's two factors. Yes, there is the
stupid fanboy stuff. They came out with this apology and saying, "Listen, we're sorry. We're gonna work on it. And
we're sorry." Then they know what they're fucking doing.
I'll let you go first, Manny.
I want to say this. They're so sorry. What, you mean sorry for knowing they willingly knew what the fuck they were doing? And they literally kept all of that shit back behind, you know, like they gave the game to all the reviewers, and then all of us, you know, the reviewers gave the good reviews. And then when the game comes out, all these microtransaction bullshits just showed up.
So I don't
They knew what they were fucking doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And fans of the series were upset because they'll cheat it. So it wasn't so much of others going after it. Like a Battlefield type position. Battlefront, that whole... all the characters that you wanted are all behind these paywalls.
With the GT7 thing, it's kind of worse because that apology only came out after the patch that they made, and the patch pretty much made grinding worse because they quote-unquote addressed the issue where there was a race, and that race gave you a good payout in terms of credits. So hence they banned it so that it wouldn't. And then, of course, they made some things worse. So they had the base game, they put it on microtransactions, and then they fixed the balancing issues to make grinding worse, and then they came out with the apology stating that, oh yeah, we now see what you guys are saying and whatnot. So if they're going to revert back to the pre-patch that they just had, then pretty much they've not done anything. So I'm really suspicious about all the timing for all of this, and it just seems to be getting worse.
This shit is crazy. And then, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to reference it. This whole other thing that was going on over the weekend is catfishing bullshit with fanboys. You know what I'll talk about? It's just so stupid.
What is catfishing anyway? I don't know what this is.
Faking that you're somebody else online. And, I'm a hot girl. It's not even.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's the basic. Go ahead if anybody wants to get deeper into catfishing.
Yeah, I've never heard this term before. I mean, I'm like, what? People turn into catfishes or something?
Like the TLDR version of it. It's just basically you go on a dating app or something, and this girl's super hot. You go on a date with her. She's she doesn't look like she's supposed to. You just got catfished. I don't know. I don't know the origin of that. I just know what catfishing is. I don't know the origin of it. You know, it might be some catfishing show. I don't fucking know. But
there's a show called Catfish.
Yeah. Which I always thought was about. I always thought the show was about Hicks fishing in Louisiana or something. You know. Anyway,
I'm not sure if the show came from the movie or the movie came from the show, because I remember that there was a movie called Catfish.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just a dude being catfished by a 45-year-old mother who was using her daughter's pictures.
Jesus. Anyway, so this is going on in gaming now. So there was this kind of semi-prominent PlayStation girl that was, she was a girl. Don't get me wrong. She was a girl, who was making all these videos and stuff about how great PlayStation is. Turns out it was a guy paying her to do this stuff. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Tony. What's a girl?
I'm not a biologist.
By the way, I want to acknowledge the fact that I got catfished this weekend.
Oh no, Carlos!
What?
I went to Barcade and they didn't have a burger.
Oh yeah, I was very upset about it. I'm looking at the menu, I'm like, hold on, where's the burger at? That burger was like, fucking legit. Lying? You know, so that happened on the PlayStation side. Then over on the Xbox side, there was another one, you know, like an Xbox girl. Turned out it was her brother paying her to say all this shit. It's like, what the hell are we doing with the console wars? This is insane. You know, I don't get it. I honestly don't. And then this is grown men doing this. This isn't children, you know. And apparently one of these guys is like driving. Well, they're mentally children. You
know? Yeah, they're mentally children.
Yeah, they're mentally children. You know, this shit is fucking crazy, man. All right, move on. What are we on right now? Villa Kyle again. All right. Would Elden Ring have become a breakout hit prior to social media? I personally would be lost in the game without the Vati Vidya tips. I'm guessing that's a YouTuber. I don't know.
Yeah, he's literally like the most popular Soulsborne-ish, you know, YouTuber. He does like these really great videos on all the lore and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The lore.
Yeah, never heard of this guy. But I never heard of any of these fucking YouTubers, to be honest. The idea that you can reach out for a bit of help just to get started or push past certain obstacles with the help of social platforms makes it much more approachable, in my opinion. So what do you guys think?
That's part of the play loop. It's sort of, you know, I think they specifically do this thing to get conversations to happen, you know, like in other words, yeah, like they're like, I mean, I feel like, you know, that's part of the reason why you don't see, maybe there's not a lot of tutorials for certain things that are in there that you like you didn't know you could do. I feel like a lot of times it's I think it's sort of depending between word of mouth between people, you know, playing the game, like, oh hey, didn't you know you could do this? Hey, oh wait, did you know this? Did you know this thing works at this? You know. And yeah. I feel like the social media is like a greater extension of that.
Yeah,
Manny nailed it. I think he actually designed the game with that in mind.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
Very intentional.
Yeah, because from what I understand from like the Souls formula is it's meant to be talked about. It's I guess it's what you call a water cooler game. You know, like, because I'm sure that we're back in, like, if we were in school, we'd be, again, doing, like, the same thing. Because school was effectively social media before social media. Like, you'd go there the day after, you'd talk to your friends, say, oh, yeah, I did this, I did that. Because I still remember talking about GTA San Andreas with my school friends back before the internet. And then we'd be swapping stories about how they've done this, like, this mission, they've got that thing done, and I've done this thing, and I've done that thing. So we shared our ideas that way. So it seems like games that are built for people to discuss, they only get heightened by the fact that social media is now is international. So you get people talking about it everywhere and listening in and people just eavesdropping. So yeah, I think it still would have been popular, but because social media is everywhere and it's in your face, it's more popular now because it's more seen.
Yeah, that pretty much what I was going to say, Brian. Exactly. The game would have been popular regardless, you know, even if we didn't have a social media. But I just don't know how far back he wants to go. Like, because will we still have the internet in this hypothetical situation?
If Elden Ring came out in 2001, it's like this game is 20 years ahead of its time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, but the game would have been popular regardless, you know, because all the major like gaming magazines back in the day would have been talking about it. You know, if this was like 20 years ago or whatever, it would be X-Play talking about it. So the game would be popular regardless. But you're right. Social media takes it to the whole level because the entirety of the game is memeable. The whole game is memeable. You know, so it just keeps going and going and going. Think about it. It's been out, what, almost like a month now? Motherfuckers still talking about it, still posting pictures, all this stuff. You know, no one's talking about Horizon. You know, let's keep it real here, you know, because it's not memeable like that. So, you already know it's going to get a DLC expansion just like the other games have. It's going to keep that going. So, yeah, it's good stuff. All right, dudes in the chat talk about the Will Smith thing. Some people are actually taking Will Smith's side on this because Chris Rock was making fun of Jada Pinkett Smith. But, you know, we're not going to get to that. I had to mute my reaction because it was already getting fucking crazy.
Oh, shit. Hold on. A comedian was making fun of somebody?
Yeah. Who would have thought, you know?
Oh, damn.
It is. Too. Didn't you know? It's like 2022. Joke's not allowed anymore.
I've seen, not to go off topic, but I've seen videos about that. It's like, how come we don't have comedies anymore? You know, how come we don't see jokes? Yeah, because you can't make jokes. Because
of shit like this. Yeah, you know what? Like, maybe Will Smith should go over to whoever that Jada Pinkett was screwing with, and maybe have done that to him.
Yeah, how about that?
Instead of slapping the dude who just made a silly joke.
Yeah. Yeah, shout what out to your cat, that? You know? I heard your cat go,
yeah, he's a green, right?
All right, man. Let's move on. We don't need to talk about that anymore. All right. Okay. Mob hits. All right. He goes, DFC intelligence release figures, which see Microsoft gaining market share over Nintendo and Sony by 2026. With Michael Pachter's recent statement about how PlayStation will be gone in 10 years, do you think this will become a reality? Do we think Microsoft will overtake both Nintendo and Sony? I don't know about that, bruh.
No.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest.
I mean, again, like, a lot of people are talking about potential. Yes, this is what Microsoft is doing is the future.
I heard that PlayStation.
That wasn't the future.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, everybody's talking about potential, but we haven't seen anything come out of this yet. Yes, Xbox is on everybody's list. Yes, everybody says it's the best deal in gaming. Now everybody's fucking toeing the line with the stupid marketing speech. But in general, they still haven't been making that cash yet.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you're right about that. Again, these are just like, remember how they're predicting consoles will be phased out last gen. No one's going to care about consoles. We went out to have one of the biggest console launches in history, or excuse me, console generations in history, after our boy Michael Pachter said that consoles are dead. It's going to be all mobile games.
I don't think the future of gaming is just all of a sudden the consoles go away. I think the future of gaming, if things go the direction that we're going, is that the actual physical part of gaming is going to go away, and people are going to be essentially subscribing to PlayStation, subscribing to Nintendo and Xbox. That's what the future will be.
Yeah, I agree. But again, it's all this doom and gloom stuff, you know?
Always. No, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't also think that all of a sudden they're just going to like walk away, you know, put their hands in their pocket and just walk away. No, these companies are going to just reevaluate what their ecosystem is, and then become whatever that is. But you look at it right now. I mean, right now the big bucks are still being made by things that actually have physical objects. You know?
Yeah. I mean, even though digital games are, you know, more digital prevalent, but you're right. Consoles are still selling, obviously.
Yeah, consoles,
you know,
are still despite selling.
Despite the semiconductor shortage, it is still like one of the best selling consoles out there. Both of them, they're both selling out, right? So obviously people like their physical consoles. I don't think that's going to go anytime soon. Even if they're not buying as many physical games, they want the physical console, you know? These guys think 2026, that's, what is it, 4 years from now? Okay, we'll see about that, you know? Again,
that's really weird. Yeah, go ahead. Can anybody look at this DFC intelligence projections? These numbers, like, where?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
And also, what region are they talking about? Are they gaining global market share? Is it just in North America? Is it Europe? Is it everywhere? Like, it's kind of bizarre because I don't see them overtaking Sony and Nintendo in every region.
Yeah, exactly. Earth. Yeah, on Earth, come on now. You know, maybe America. Even I don't see that happening either, to be honest. Yeah. You know, and again, think about it like this: the only time Microsoft like overtook Sony was because when Sony fucked up with the PS3 generation, and eventually Sony won that one too, you know? So again, obviously anything could change, but the status quo for the last 25 years has been PlayStation number one, and then, you know, then Nintendo, then Xbox. So I don't really see that changing unless something really drastic happens, you know? It's just the way, because again, Sony hits that middle ground, right? Nintendo, you got the family friendly stuff. Xbox, you got the hardcore shit, and then PlayStation kind of give you both, you know? So it's kind of more people-friendly in that way. That's why, you know, they've been successful and you know, like, dominant in the industry. And again, they could fuck up because we've seen a lot of fuck-ups coming from Sony, especially, you know, after... Wait, let me finish. You know, they moved over to, you know, L.A. Now they're doing this whole censorship nonsense. That could bite them in the ass. Like, Brent, like you said, this whole online thing could backfire on them, but... Unless something really seismic happens, I don't see things changing, at least within the next 5 years, you know?
But we know what that psychic, that's buying up these big publishers.
Yeah. Anyway, Brad, what's up? Because yeah. Because
did you describe Sony as P-friendly?
No. Well, their console is. It's more like, you know, for not Sony, the console, the PlayStation has, you know, pretty much titles for everybody across the board. Nintendo generally has more family friendly titles. Xbox has more like hardcore bro titles. You know, at least perception wise, Sony has everything. Under the PlayStation does, understand? No, that's what I'm getting at.
Sony has narrative first-party games.
That's... No, they don't. We talked about this, man. They have a bunch of other stuff. So
I know that they have other stuff, but that's whatever. Like, that's their thing that they're known. That is what people talk about. So, like, yes, they have other things. But, like, if we're talking about what they're known for, nah, man, known for single-player narrative
games. Yeah, Tony, you had just brought it up when we were talking about those free-to-play, open-to-pay.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, no, I said single-player. I never said narrative-driven, whatever. It's like Sony makes single-player games. They do. That's what they're historically known for, you know? Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, you know, Jack and Daxter, that type of stuff, you know? And obviously nowadays we have Uncharted and Last of Us and Horizon.
And even Call of Duty. And they went after Call of Duty. They went after it hard to get those bro gamers. And they won. Because remember, they started getting that one-year exclusive content deal.
Yeah, well, you know, Call of Duty guys, they're kind of their own thing. But they will make whatever platform they choose a success, you know?
So it's, I don't know what the hell Xbox is anymore. It's not. It's,
yeah, they kind of lost their identity in a way because now they're trying to be happy and shit. I don't know.
It's not the bro gamers. I mean, look at Halo. Halo's not developing, delivering. When
it's interesting, but 5 years. Oh, so no, 4 years from now? No, I don't think so. I don't see that happening. That's maybe 10 years, 15 years. Who knows if those systems are even around? But I don't see it happening. All right. Moving on here, mob hits again. All right, has the NVIDIA leak been the greatest gaming leak? 99.9% of games on the list have come out or will come out. Brian, I think you know this list more than I do. What do you say to this?
To be fair, that leak has been more right than pretty much every other leak in history, and plus all gaming outlets and all the insiders. So, yeah.
Interesting.
You know, like, the insiders are like zero for zero. Like, none of them said that there'll be a PlayStation event this time round. You know, something just came from nowhere. So, I don't know. And I think just on that premise alone, it may be just because it's been really, really right, and that's scary.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't really have. Go ahead.
I hate when a lot of these things like, leaks, and it's really just the publishers pushing out their own shit just to get the word out. But that was legit. That NVIDIA, man, nobody was trying to fess up to any of that. Sure enough, everything's coming to pass.
Yeah, most of it, I should look into it, because when that thing first happened, I kind of dismissed it. But no, Brian's actually right. Most of that shit actually came to pass, which is very interesting, you know? There wasn't God of War PC on there. People were like, what the fuck is that shit? It was. Yeah, and a bunch of other shit, you know? So, yeah, I guess, by those standards, it is the greatest gaming leak of all time. Very interesting. All right, and the last question of the night here. Oh, this is a sponsored one by Mr. Romulan. Oh, sponsoring one of Mob Hits' Ultra Combo extra questions here. Rumors of a PS5 Pro seem to be circulating. If Sony updated the PS5 instead of releasing a proper Pro system, would there be backlash? So instead of like a, you know how like people were mad that the Nintendo just released an OLED version, wasn't like a, you know, hyped up one or whatever. You think people will be upset with the Pro? I'm going to say no, because who the fuck, you can't even get a PS5.
That's what I'm saying. But those are the ones that are being mad. And then those that actually did go to a scalp, and I'm like, yo, what? I just got this one. And now you tell me there's a newer one?
Yeah. So he's asking, will people be upset if it's just an updated PS5 instead of an actual Pro? That's the actual question.
Oh, I don't know.
Again, with this circumstance, I don't think they would, because they'll be like, okay, at least my system isn't obsolete, you know?
People would be less annoyed about it, so essentially being like a slim or whatever that. But I mean, I feel like if they do that, it would probably be something to lower the costs of how much it is to create that console, you know? Maybe somehow squeeze out somehow be able to get more of them on the market.
Yeah.
You know,
this shit is crazy, man. It's kind of upside down world, you know, because in normal times, you know, people were able to get their PlayStation, you come out with the Pro, some people be mad, you know, or or rather, if you came out with a non-pro, you'd be like, what the fuck? I wanted a more souped-up version. But now you can't even get the regular one, so you'd be upset if the souped-up one came out instead, you know? Very strange, man. We live in some weird times, dude.
I know. I just, you know, I'm asking a really dumb question because none of us know none of us know the answer. The PS5 and the Xbox Series X are hard to get, but I'm really curious to know what percentage of people that would have already bought it already have it. Because, I mean, we can have shortages and have these things sell out right away every time they come out, but I'm wondering how many little Timmies are out there actually not with PlayStation 5s when they wanted a PlayStation 5 since 2020.
I feel like Johnny, you know, it's more than mostly adults.
I feel like it's a lot of the hardcore that most hardcore players have their console, but I think the bigger thing is that once that has already gone through, now it's like the regular consumer, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's the part that that's the wall they're eventually going to be hitting.
Right.
Because they can't get enough of these things to just get out to normal people. It's like, yeah, sure, it's got everybody, all the main guys are in there, but the hardcore players. But the hardcore players are the evangelists, but they're not the numbers. You could have a bunch of hardcore people supporting things up for days, but it's really the general audience that's the ones that set it over the top.
Right.
By the way, I'm still obsessed with this shit. He won an Oscar right afterwards. He won an Oscar. George, whatever the for King Richard. Yeah, King Richard.
For best slap?
Yeah, he said, I want to be a vessel for love. You want to be a vessel for something else, man.
The vessel for love. Oh, man. The first Rock should have popped on there and said, you're welcome.
He should have punched him back.
He slapped the Oscar out of his hand.
Yeah, that's what it was, by the way. It was a slap. He didn't punch him, you know, just to be clear. It was an open hand slap. You know,
apparently Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry and a bunch of other actors went over to him, like, yo, Will, what's up? You know, like come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to say nothing. Be professional. That's all I'm saying. You know, you could talk this over afterwards. You know what I'm saying? If you're really upset.
Nobody threw any chairs, though.
Yeah, no. Was it like the Essence Awards or something that happened?
No, it's a specific moment that happened that the Boondocks talked about.
But yeah,
Geraldo. It was Geraldo, and somebody threw a chair, and then a whole brawl broke out.
Well, no, in the Boondocks,
there was a BET Awards
moment, like, you know, once a chair gets thrown.
Yeah, that's it. Once a chair gets thrown, that's it. All I'm saying is, and this is all I'm going to say about that, Manny, imagine, you know, me and you, let's just be honest, we're public figures. Imagine we did that. What would happen, you know? Hmm. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. I guess we're glad that he's in a Hollywood place like that, because you know, if it was any other place or time, if he wasn't a celebrity, that dude would have gotten tackled.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Logic wins. Throws chair. I'm mad. That's where we get that from. That's where we get that from that episode. I'm mad.
I love the fact that he doesn't even need to hit anybody. He can just like fall harmlessly.
He just threw the chair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you know, I don't think Chris Rock would have made fun of Mike Tyson if he was there. Let's just be real.
Oh. I mean, you know what? I think he did. Like,
you say something about me.
I think, you know, I feel like Mike Tyson has a better sense of humor, honestly. Like, yeah. He would laugh along.
James DeWake, you missed, you know, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. That's what you missed.
Yeah. Apparently the Oscars is proving why people they're getting those ratings, you know, having battles on the stage now.
Yeah.
Like, damn, we need some more of this.
He just overshadowed the entire show.
Yep. he took over.
That's it, man. All right, we're done here, man. Another good episode. All right, do we have anything to plug?
Nothing right now. Things are coming, though.
Ah, yes, very good. Adam, what you got, man?
We'll have another episode tomorrow of I Am Being Dead. So this for season 11, episode 15, Trust. So it's a pretty bad episode, and we're going to break it down and explain why it was bad. A lot of holes, man. A lot of holes. Like Swiss cheese. So, yeah, I Am Negan, Spotify, iTunes, Coalition. Check it out. If you're into Walking Dead, we cover all things.
Yeah, James DeWake, just go on Twitter. I don't even have to tell you what channel. Just go on Twitter, because he's like, is there a video? I'm like, just log on Twitter.
Yeah, it's literally everywhere.
In the day and shit when something big happened, and if somebody goes, yo, watch the news. What channel? Any channel. You knew something big happened. Get on Twitter.
Bronco chase. That was everything.
For me, the biggest one I remember is 9/11. It's like, what channel? Like, any channel. I'm like, oh, shit. That's how you knew.
I was going to town for that one. I saw that from the bus window.
Yeah. That shit is... We're not getting into that. All right.
I got a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to New York, man.
Shout out to Tony, and shout out to J&L.
Yeah, man.
Got to hang out on the barcade. J&L thought I was a white guy.
J&L's good, really good.
And he thought I was Mexican.
J&L is a very perceptive person.
Well, he's not that perceptive, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying.
shout out to both of them. Had a good time on Saturday, and man, I wanted the hamburger, but the drinks were good.
Yeah, drinks were good, man. Drinks were good.
They ran out of hamburger meat?
No, they had sliders and shit, but like a proper burger they used to have. And it's funny because that burger was only on the menu for like 2 years. So it wasn't there when I first started, you know. They just began it during the Rona, actually, which is kind of – or just before the Rona hit, which is kind of interesting. But the burger was good, man. So, yeah. But, yeah, and a shout-out to you too, Carlos, man. Well, I saw you twice this week, man. Had some pizza and shit, you know.
Oh, the little that spot. I think that's my favorite pizza spot in New York now.
Manny, wait till we get up to Valentino's.
Valentino's.
That's the real shit right there, man. But that's awesome. You're having fun out here, man, and you get to experience all the different temperatures that we have in the city. You know,
it was getting hot, and I'm like, man, I brought all these jackets for nothing. I'm like, I'm not gonna use them. And then it got that day when we hung out, Tony. It was fucking cold. And today was cold. It started snowing out of nowhere. I went to Columbia.
Again, it's all perspective, because that day we were hanging out, I was like, hey, it's actually nice today, you know? Because it was 52. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, yeah. The barcade day was nice.
Yo, Carlos, getting ready for tomorrow. This is going to be 30. Well, what's tomorrow? 30. Oh, yeah, 30. 30. That's the highest it's going to get tomorrow. So have fun.
Man. Well, I'm going to be doing I Am Negan in work, so I guess this should be good, but... But yeah, man, having a good time. Went to this bougie sushi place.
Oh, shit.
Bougie sushi, man. Best sushi I've had in the States. Nice. So, good stuff.
Yeah, no, that's coming. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Spice still around? Remember that chain of Thai food places?
No, I don't know.
Anybody remember that? No? All right, forget it. I guess they're all gone then. Because there's Olive Garden. Not Olive Garden, Lemongrass. Lemongrass is still around.
I believe so.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was Lemongrass and there was Spice and Spice.
Yeah. See, me, I'm like, Spice, I'm not going in that fucking place. Okay. You know? Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, throw it down. Make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where the conversation will always be popping. Oh, you already know this week is going to be crazy, you know? So get ready, you know? But unlike gaming Twitter, very respectful there. So, you know, no bullshit going on, especially as soon as we got Damien out of there.
You're moving one person.
Anyway, Throwdown, we're on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, two words. You already know, throwdownshow.com. So listen to the previous episodes. And if you are on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell to be notified of when our YouTube premieres go live. That's Friday and Monday at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight... was joined by Emilio Lopez. Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh.
See you later, people.
I'm here. See you later, guys.
There you are. Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Good week, everybody.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Mangione.
Oh, damn. I'm very surprised that no one asked about GTA Plus.
You don't need that unless you're for the, you know, the hardcore that is only buying shark cards, then that's for them, but it's not needed.
Yeah. All right, people, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace out.